Hi there, Mikey Reed here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. Do you realize that your biggest problem harbors your biggest opportunity? So whilst most people are getting stuck in their problems and they're staying problem focused, they're not finding solutions to their problems because they've got the wrong mindset, the wrong focus, the wrong attitude. What every single successful person does is they get out of the problem mindset, they get into the solution mindset. And magic can happen when you start to shift your focus, your attitude, your mindset around the challenges that you're facing. Life is filled with challenges. And the more you want to achieve, the greater the challenges that you are going to face. It is inevitable. Get over it, embrace it, and just know that every challenge you face is an opportunity, is an invitation for you to grow and expand into the person you need to be to achieve your massive vision and your goal for your future. So I'm going to share with you a story that I actually recently watched a movie called The Founder. Now, The Founder was about Ray Kroc, who was the guy who took McDonald's to the stars. It skyrocketed when Ray Kroc took it over because Ray Kroc did not birth the idea of the McDonald's. The McDonald's brothers had the initial concept and the initial idea. Ray Kroc came in and actually took that to a whole other level and then eventually took the McDonald's brothers to the cleaners, unfortunately, but that's a whole other issue. What Ray Kroc did when he first got involved with the McDonald's brothers was he signed an agency agreement, a franchise agent's agreement. And it was his job to sell franchises for the McDonald's brothers, and he was doing a superb job. Unfortunately, he was really a bit too hasty in signing the agent's contract, and he wasn't getting anywhere near the money out of the contract that he needed to support the expansion of the business and to support him and his lifestyle. So he wasn't getting enough money. And the McDonald brothers weren't willing to renegotiate the contract. So what he did was he actually started a whole new company. And this is how that came about. So whilst he's struggling with the current level of income that he was experiencing, the bank actually got a hold of his wife in relation to his finances. So he had remortgaged their home in order to be able to fund this opportunity that he had to franchise McDonald's. And unfortunately, because he wasn't meeting his payments and the bank couldn't get a hold of him at the office, they called his wife. Now, his wife had no idea that he had mortgaged the house to take advantage of this opportunity. And of course, she was livid. She was absolutely furious. So he stormed into the bank and started having an argument in quite an open environment in the bank, started having an argument with the bank dude about the fact that he was 3 months behind in his payments. And the guy in the bank just said, "We don't care about your opportunity," because he was saying, "I've got this amazing opportunity," and blah, blah, blah. He said, "We don't care about your opportunity. What we care about is the fact that you're not paying your mortgage and you don't have any other assets." You see, whilst this was an amazing opportunity for Ray Kroc and he knew it, he actually didn't own any of the McDonald's franchise. So the bank just was not interested in anything he had to say. They were going to foreclose on his home, blah, blah, blah. So while he's having this argument in the bank, there was another guy in another bay next door that was overhearing everything. And as Ray Kroc stormed out of the bank, this dude followed him out and said, "Hold on a sec, mate. I've overheard your conversation and I'd love to have a look at your opportunity because I think you are missing a golden opportunity within the opportunity that you already have." So this guy was a financier. And he took him, Ray Kroc took him to have a look at the books and what was going on. And the guy said, "Man, you are not receiving anywhere near what you should be receiving for the kind of income that you're bringing in for the McDonald's brothers. But the thing is, you are totally missing the golden opportunity here, because the opportunity is not in the franchise and not in the burgers. It's in the real estate that you are building the franchises on. If you own the real estate, then you not only have a really amazing business, you also have far greater control over the McDonald's franchise. And so what Ray Kroc did was he took this guy's advice, and this guy, because Ray Kroc had no money, right? So this guy had loads of contacts, introduced Ray Kroc to these contacts who had buckets of money, and they bankrolled this brand new company that bought the land that the franchises were built on, and then Ray Kroc was able to start to take control of the McDonald's franchise. And the McDonald brothers couldn't touch him because it was an entirely separate business to McDonald's. It was totally like involved, but and it had he then had more control over the McDonald's franchises, but it was actually a separate business the way he set it up to the McDonald's franchises. So this is how he white-anted the McDonald's brothers in the end. But do you see where his greatest opportunity actually lay in his biggest challenge? His biggest challenge was the money. And there was this opportunity that lay there that he had not even seen, but it took somebody from the outside coming in who had a different perspective, who actually told him about the opportunity and then help him to grow this business. And that guy obviously became a right-hand person for Ray Kroc to build the McDonald's business and to take it where it is today, which is a $300 billion-plus business worldwide. So just look at your challenges and seek the opportunity within the challenge, because your greatest challenge will potentially harbor your biggest opportunity. But you've got to look outside the box. You've got to be able to look at where you're at, upside down, back to front, and inside out, to see where your opportunity lies, and then be bold, be brave, and be brilliant. And step forward and take advantage of the opportunity that is right at your fingertips. So that's my tip for today. If you have enjoyed this and you have not joined the Pitbull community yet, then head on over to Pitbull Mindset, Pitbull as in the dog, P-I-T-B-U-L-L, mindset.com. Join the community there, where I share loads more tools, information, techniques, and strategies to be the best that you can possibly be and to be unstoppable in achieving your goals and dreams. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care and have an exceptional day. Bye for now.